Tyler Rattray, Washougal, talk about your day. Pretty good?
Yeah, it was pretty good. Considering after Mobile, I got a bug and got the flu and had a blocked nose and everything. So my fitness was a little bit down today, I felt, especially in that second race when I came up to Christoph and with four laps to go, our tank was pretty much empty. So to come away with a 4-3 for third overall, I was happy with it. I mean, this track is pretty difficult to see with the trees. It's a really nice area, but the shadows makes it really tough to see bumps and everything. So yeah, to walk away with third overall, I'm happy with it.
Right. Yeah, it was a little bit odd to see you catch Christoph and not be able to make the move, but like you said, just kind of sick, huh?
Yeah, for sure. And I came right up to him and tried a couple different lines and yeah, I couldn't get the pass done. So I just backed it down. I was using too much energy to try to find other lines and pass him. So just settled for third and by Unadilla, I should be all good to go again and race for the win.
Right. First time here at Washougal. You basically covered it, shadows, trees. Probably not happy with your tires today like everybody else. But what do you think of the track, the facility, all that?
Yeah, the facility is amazing, and especially driving out, it's really awesome. And the whole track in general, there were a lot of fans out today, and which was really awesome. The track was really good. I think with the trees and shadows, it is a little bit sketchy when you're riding at such a high speed, especially like coming down the back end of the track there. So, but other than that, it was pretty good. I didn't feel like 100% confident, but I didn't feel bad on the track. Mm-hmm. So I think it was really easy to also crash here. The track would catch you off guard really quickly and you could have a crash. And yeah, I managed to keep it on two wheels all day and just happy to walk away healthy. Because I think this is a kind of track where you could have a big one and walk away injured.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Good point. Trey Kinnaird is certainly kind of unstoppable right now, right?
Yeah, he's riding really awesome. And but he got two holes shut and that makes life easy when you're in the front. So yeah, he's riding easy, really awesome, and just need to put a stop to that. So just going to keep working hard, work on a few things this week and next week, and come out of Unadilla strong.
Unadilla, probably more your style of track too. Gets really rough and you know, fast sort of GP-ish.
Yeah, I've never raced Unadilla, but I've watched it on TV and it looks, it actually reminds me of a track in Europe called Lockett. It's quite slippery, little stones on top. So I know what to expect going there. I've watched it on TV last year. So yeah, looking forward to it. It looks like it gets really rough and actually looks like it's pretty easy to pass also. You can set guys up pretty easily. So looking forward to that for sure.
Silly season's going on. What are you doing? Anything new? What's going on? Where you hope to be? All that.
Well, I haven't signed anything yet, but my plan is to stay at Pro Circuit. They've got the best bikes and I want to be on the best team in the last class. And I feel this is the best team. We've got great bikes in Supercross and awesome bikes in Motocross. So my plan is to stay here and yeah, hopefully get the deal done pretty soon.
Your plan is to stay here, but is their plan to keep you?
Yeah, that's what their plan is also. So, okay. Yeah, just waiting to get the deal finalized and everything.
Right on, thank you.
Thank you.